Today's devotional is based on Luke 1, verses 57 to 66. It was written by the Reverend Scott Dennis. Do you like your name? Do you take pleasure in remembering why that name was chosen for you? Do you enjoy the sight of your signature? Do you see your name as a good reflection of who you are? Names are often expected either to carry a message or serve as a memorial beyond their primary task of identification. Whatever Shakespeare would have us believe, there's no denying that names are indeed significant things, and that what we call a rose would, by no other name, smell quite as sweet. Three names in our gospel reading invite us to consider how the entire operation of God's plan of redemption unfolds. First, the name Zechariah is Hebrew for God remembers his promise. Throughout the Old Testament, God made and reaffirmed the promise that the Messiah would someday come and make everything right. The second name, Elizabeth, is a Greek variation of the Hebrew name Elisheba, which means God is the absolute faithful one. Time and again throughout Scripture, God is remembered as the absolutely faithful one who keeps his promises. The third name, John, means God is gracious. But there is a final, unwritten name that is necessary to give meaning to John's ministry and that guides the coming course of events after our Advent journey comes to completion. That name is Jesus, which means God saves. Thus, in these four names, we behold anew and afresh, unfolding before our very eyes, the whole gracious purpose of our Lord Jesus' birth. God remembers his promises. God is absolutely faithful. God is gracious. And God saves. As we finish this year's Advent journey, therefore, let us do so not by drawing attention to ourselves and to our names. Rather, let us bear witness to the Holy Triune One who grounds the meaning of these four names and thus of our own. The One who has brought us to where we are, who journeys with us, and who rejoices with us as we greet joyfully the Christ Child on Christmas morning. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, O name above all names, with only two more sleeps before Christmas, we find ourselves nearing the end of this year's Advent journey. As we prepare to welcome you afresh, sustain us in the peace that is your never-ending love, so that we may share the great joy of your birth with all we meet. This we ask for your name's sake. Amen.